Mary to console them concerning their brother. This was kind of a community deal that happened when there was a death. Everybody surrounded them and mourned, tried to comfort them. In verse 21, Martha indicts Jesus and says to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She had great confidence in his healing power and apparently none in his resurrection power. He said to her, "Your brother shall rise again." And she said, "I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world." So they had this little theological discussion, and she locked in on the final resurrection as the only hope for her brother. But as the story goes on, and you come down to verse 32, Mary came where Jesus was, saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." This was the same comment that her sister had made. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her, this whole mourning crowd also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit, was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, "Behold how he loved him." Some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of him who was blind have kept this man also from dying?" So, you know, just about everybody thought he could heal the sick. Jesus, in verse 38, being deeply moved within, came to the tomb, which was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be a stench, or he's been dead 4 days." And then Jesus said to her, "Didn't I say to you, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God?" So they removed the stone. And then Jesus raised his eyes and prayed, "Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people standing around, I said it that they may believe that thou didst send me." And then verse 43, most interesting. "And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.'" Now, what interests me here is that Jesus gave a command to a dead man. I've done a lot of funerals. I've seen a lot of dead people.